Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm CB Darogi. This week, Suspicious Objects by Isadora Richter.
What is it?
Miri glanced at the video feed for Bay 2. The thing was long and flat, like an oversized shoe tread. It had no discernible openings or seams. No identification grids, no lights, no towers, no markings of any kind, really, other than a trail of odd bumps that ran along its axis, and a subtle glow that pulsed across its metallic gray surface in slow waves.
Don't know.
Kiet frowned.
Is it on the schedule?
She checked the computer below the bank of monitors, even though she'd already done so a dozen times.
No. The next shipment isn't due for 2 hours.
Creases formed above his nose.
You know what I think?
She did, and not just because they'd spent the last 8 months working together in a space the size of a small bedroom.
That we should file an unplanned item report?
I think, he said in a low, even tone, that it looks like the station.
He was right, of course. The thing could have been built off of the same blueprints, but she'd really been hoping he wouldn't say it, because if he hadn't said it, she might have been able to pretend it was just her imagination and process the stupid thing like any other unscheduled arrival. Now it officially fell into the suspicious object category and required an investigation that would keep them there long after their shift should have ended. She sighed.
Yeah, it does.
Like a 6,000th scale model.
Miri nodded.
You want to call dispatch, or should I?
His expression didn't change, but his entire body sagged.
I'll do it, he said. You called last time.
A fraction of the tension in her shoulders eased. Dispatch never liked hearing about an SO, but recently they'd been extra touchy. The last person she spoke to even accused her of suffering from moon mania.
I'll get suited up for the visual, then.
He nodded, and she started for the lockers lining the far wall.
You don't think it could be a prank, do you?
Miri turned to find him staring at the monitors. He'd configured the feed so that all four screens showed the inside of Bay 2.
Played by who?
I don't know. He scratched his dark stubble. Garrett and Ravi, maybe? They did that trick with the palm tree last year.
That was just a video loop. This thing has mass and generates heat. Garrett's good, but he's not good enough to fool sensors.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
She started forward again.
What about one of those activist groups?
Her boots squeaked against the vinyl floor.
You really think those Save the Space-Time Continuum people hacked our system so they'd send us a perfect scale model of the station?
His gaze fell.
No, I just really don't want to call dispatch.
She laughed.
Want me to do it?
No, it's my turn. I just...
He leaned against the desk, arms crossed. Don't you think we've been getting more of them lately?
SOs?
He nodded.
And UAs. I've looked at the numbers. We've received more in the last 2 months than all of last year.
And more in the last month than the previous three combined. After her last ear beating from dispatch, she'd looked at the reports. It hadn't done much to improve her sleep.
Well, we get a lot more traffic than we used to. It was only a matter of time once they lifted the wormhole transport restrictions.
Yeah, but even if you account for that, the numbers still don't add up. The ratio of UAs and SOs to regular transfers is almost even. If things keep going this way, it'll be 9-1 by the end of the quarter.
Miri frowned. She'd done that math, too.
I guess it has gotten a little out of hand, but all the overtime has really put a dent in my student loans.
Mine too.
His brown eyes met hers.
It kind of makes you wonder, though, doesn't it?
Her stomach dropped. She knew what Kiet was thinking. Anyone who'd worked there for more than a few weeks would, but that was exactly why none of them would ever come out and say it, even as a joke.
I should really get over there, she said.
And I should really call dispatch.
Yet they continued to stare at the monitors. After a few seconds, Miri realized she was holding her breath.
Okay, she said. Now I'm really going to get changed and...
Her mouth stopped, literally refused to move. The base of the structure was moving, rippling like a pond struck with a stone.
Zoom, she finally managed to say. Zoom in.
But Kiet was way ahead of her. One of the bay's drones dropped from its shelf and sped past the cameras. By the time it reached the floor, there was a low, arched opening on the side closest to the bay door. This has to be a prank, he mumbled as he switched over the camera feeds. Or a test? To see what we'd do. Shapes appeared in the doorway, hazy shadows in the bright artificial light.
Something's coming out, Miri said, lungs suddenly too large for her chest.
No, Kiet swallowed. Not something. People. Two tiny people were walking toward the drone.
I'm telling you,
came a tinny voice through the comm speakers.
We need to stay put.
Kiet shook his head. No.
For what?
Said a second voice, definitely male.
To wait for help that isn't coming?
Come on,
pleaded the first.
Let's just go back in and try again. I'm sure dispatch will pick up this time.
The figures stepped into the bay, squinting.
Yes, Miri said.
Kiet groaned. What do we do? She watched a pair of dark, tired eyes, identical to her own, widen as they scanned the bay. It all seemed so pointless now. The gnawing ache in her stomach, the nights spent wondering whether she was doing the right thing. She shrugged.
Call dispatch?
This has been Suspicious Objects, written by Isadora Richter. Manowaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast is supported by patrons on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/manowaker to find out more. You can also support Manowaker Studio by purchasing some of our books or games. Visit Manowaker's new web store at payhip.com/manowaker. The Flash Fiction Podcast theme song is by Kevin MacLeod. The podcast is produced, edited, and narrated by me, C.B. DeRogi. Thanks for listening.